Hey guys, welcome.
Oh, you should, knew that was coming.
Should I have started a stopwatch again?
I'm going to try to start this.
I had my fill.
You're lying. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. So before we get into this week's episode, I'm recording this one again over on Tuesday, but then I also have other people here with me.
Heyo.
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah. So we just got finished recording the CrackTube vodcast that will be out hopefully sometime this month.
Next week.
Brandon says next week.
Next week.
I will. Yes.
It rhymes with left cheek.
It. We're not going to go and bring up the incidents of coal. But yes. So before we get into this week's episode, just a couple of quick things. First part is, if you are local to the Salt Lake area and you're planning on going to Salt Lake Gaming Con, but you do not have your tickets yet, we have a special coupon code for you. There's Brandon. If on checkout you type in the promo code MEMBER, MEMBER.
That's another word for penis.
Member. I remember.
Yep. If you type that in, you can get 30% off your ticket pricing.
That's nothing to laugh at.
Wow, what a great deal.
This has been happening the entire time.
It's what we do best.
If you all want to know what it's like on CrackTube, if you haven't already watched, it's a whole lot of me trying to talk and them cutting me off. Anyway. 30% off if you type in promo code MEMBER. This code is only valid until July 1st. I'm still looking at you, Tyler.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Always you.
It's not always me.
Today it is.
Okay, today it is. Today it is.
There we go. And let's see. We've got people hostage here, so let's see what's coming out in this week in Cracked Brain. Let's go with Brandon first.
So, of course, the CrackTube podcast, but we got a really, really fun episode of Five Nights at Freddy's.
I made him play, and it's one of the... At midnight, and it's one of the best decisions I think I've made in my entire life.
Next week, that's coming out.
Next week. It's
almost an hour long.
I hate you for all these scary games. I hate
you. But his reactions in this one are hilarious.
Webcam, and it's not quality. Lag in it. It's great. Quality. I want all the memes from it.
He got scared. I was laughing every time.
Cutouts,
didn't even
the gifs
scare me.
Of it. I want it all. Send it to me.
There we go.
See? Every time he got jump scared, I was just sitting there trying not to laugh until it happened because I knew it was going to happen.
Do we need like a ticker counter every single time it happens?
Yes.
Nice.
I can count on one hand.
So far, he hadn't even gotten past night two.
There we go. So yes, look forward to that. Again, where can they find that?
On YouTube.
If they search
The Cracked Brain. But also you'll find it on the website, thecrackedbrain.com.
Yes.
Yeet.
Yas.
Yas.
Yarp.
Narp.
I guess that's over to us.
Yes.
So over in the Kawaii cast,
we have a special episode that's just, we figured you guys needed to get to know me and Tyler a bit better, so we have a special, we're doing a top 10.
Waifu Wars!
It's Tyler's top 5 waifus and my top 5 husbandos, but guessed by the other people. So Tyler has to guess my top 5 list, and I have to guess his top 5 list.
I'm just going to throw it out right now. Candace already got my number one right.
Of course I did.
Because I have made no secret.
I'm pretty sure I got your top five, right?
That Rem is my waifu.
Oh, that's not your number one. You don't know it yet, but it's not.
I don't know it yet?
You don't know it yet.
All right.
It's not. I know what your number one is.
As your number one fan, I think I'm going to have fun with this episode.
Tyler doesn't even know who his waifu is. I do.
He's like, he just has the fair. He just has the fair look.
Rem is number two, though.
Now I'm just confused. Like, who is number one in Candace's mind?
It's gonna drive you crazy until we start recording it. Right.
So there you guys go. You look forward to that. Like I said, stay tuned to the Crack Brain. Make sure you're following on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So that way you will know exactly when we post those. Now getting into this week's episode. This was recorded 3.5, maybe 4 weeks back. Repeat guests, Tiny T Koss and Summer is the Best. Coming back on. This time we actually do talk about cosplay a little bit.
What?
A cosplay podcast about cosplay?
No.
Blasphemy.
Every now and then I can do my job.
More sometimes. Than I can do.
It'd be like if we talked about anime on our podcast.
See, at least you guys, you know, now have wrapped that into something. So yeah, it's like we had a whole lot of fun. Make sure that you go and follow both of them because a lot of things are kind of going on, especially now that, you know, summer's hit. T is definitely working out a lot harder than before, and I will say this, if you really want to kind of get under her skin, send her whatever workout routine that you might be doing if you are working out. Gets under her skin. It's a lot more fun for me. Anyway, so yes, enjoy this episode with Tiny T Koss and Summer is the Best.
Bam, bam, bam.
I'm not leaving that in.
Careful.
So I'm not going to pet them. Plus, we're kind of trying to do a podcast here.
I know.
Guess why I'm not going to pet them.
Do I want to know why you got all deep right there? Just... Yes. Because it was low and slow, and I don't know why.
That sounded so...
No reason.
Okay. Oh, dear God.
Dear God.
Carrie, remember, we're going to stay on track today.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I guarantee you. No, you're not.
We're going to stay on track.
You aren't. I am.
As long as there's no dogs. Look at her being a whore.
And you know, there will be a dog.
There will be a dog. There'll be something. There'll be a purple butterfly for all we know.
Hey, that's rare. I would go chase it.
See?
Go get him, my Akuma.
What about a bear?
Akumatize him. Akuma. You know, miraculous. Miraculous ladybug.
My son's watch, I do not.
Your son's watch it?
Yeah.
It's a kid's show. What do you expect? It's
from
France.
They wouldn't like it.
Are you kidding me? Adrian is so cute. I
have never been biased as far as like, you're only going to watch boy stuff. It's like, I mean... It took them forever to even want to watch anything Marvel-related, because for the longest time, it was all about Tinkerbell. So I've watched every Tinkerbell movie that there is in existence.
So have I.
Me too. But I do it willingly.
Yeah, same.
We're going to cosplay from them still, right?
Yeah. Wait, which one am I doing? We haven't decided in a way.
I thought you liked the Water Fairy.
No, I don't like her. I'm not her personality.
No, you like the Animal Fairy.
Yeah, or the fast one. Mm-hmm. The fast one is also my favorite. She's a
Vendetta?
Bitch. No.
I don't think any are named Vendetta.
That's her name.
Yeah, from Making Fiends.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you heard of Making Fiends?
No.
It's a
don't
web...
Don't show him. It's not worth it.
No, I'm not going to show him. I'm just going to explain it. Web comic, and they're webisodes, like web episodes. You can find them on YouTube. And basically, it's about this girl named Vendetta who has a Russian accent and only likes sardines and grape juice and beef jerky. And she has a giant hamster and she makes fiends.
Okay, are
which
we
are
start
evil
this podcast?
Monsters.
It's already been going.
What? You know what? I kind of expected this of him because we always talk about weird shit before this kind of thing happens.
Yeah, I
do the thing. We're gonna just sit here and listen.
No, no, we've already been going. I don't need to do anything.
Ha ha! Screw you.
Uh huh. Basically.
I will be quiet. I'm ready.
You don't need no. The whole process, like the whole reason for being on a podcast, is not to sticking up your chin and chewing is not. Is not a way to make me do anything else. Go ahead. Go
Lordy.
Ahead. Chew.
Hi, welcome
Chew.
To
That's not annoying in a microphone.
Jesus. The way that you did that, you got so close, and the way you moved your lips, it was like a wave. You're just like...
I just got done recording ASMR, so yeah, I don't think I need, you know, more... revisions or to relive that anymore, at least for
I could eat a pickle in it.
Let's not.
Oh my god, she has a lot of pickles.
They're so big. They're about as big as his cup. To give everyone an idea, it's like 6 inches.
T, that sounds like you just went and measured the pickle. And knowing you, it sounds like you did. Probably with Ben.
I'm not going to say it on the microphone. Never mind.
See, this is where I always just like, I'm not going to say a word. Mm-hmm. It's more entertaining if I don't say anything.
I mean, we're eating right now, so.
Oh my god. I will try to make sure that the microphone doesn't pick that up. Because if I can hear that.
Did you hear it?
I was trying to make it loud enough so you can hear, so you weren't like, what's going on?
She's much. She's much.
Ben is weird, though.
He fucked a furry.
Yeah, he did.
That's not a bad thing.
In high school.
That's really not a bad thing.
Wait, where'd my cat go?
Mm-mm. She said... We didn't want her to jump off the ledge.
Cat is also late!
She's never done that, but I wanted to double check.
No, my old cat, Mimi, she totally would have done that. She would have. She was crazy. She would always climb onto the garage, like, when it was open. And she would just chill there, like it was none of her business. And that later, okay, never mind. That's going to get sad if I talked about that. Never mind. Never mind. But Mimi, good cat. Her name meant ear for some reason.
That's Japanese for ear, yeah. So...
Just like how I have a dog named Shirakuma.
Why do you have a... Okay.
Caesar dog.
Anyways, back on not topic.
We don't have a topic!
There is no topic yet! Y'all haven't brought up a topic!
Oh, I thought you were going to.
You're the one that wanted this episode!
I want a lot of things, and I don't plan things out.
Well, yeah... Yeah.
No, we never plan things out. It makes cosplay very difficult. Mm-hmm. No, like, seriously.
But it makes life fun.
For me, it does.
I like to plan things somewhat. Just a general of idea, you know?
My plan is I'm cosplaying them, and that's it.
See? Yeah.
Have you even worked on your cosplay for the scavenger hunt?
Yes.
You actually worked on it. I'm so surprised.
I have less than a month to finish it, and I still have to actually make it. Again, I have the mock-up already.
I'm here for you. I love sewing. I love making patterns.
I hate sewing. I hate patterns.
Talking
I learned
about
this.
The bonsai scavenger hunt, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. We didn't. Yep. I didn't want to give too much information away.
Yeah, it's okay. I did not want to be a part of it this year. So, yeah.
Well, there she is. Sorry. Just every time you close that door, you always protect the plant.
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh because you have a really hard time keeping plants alive.
Look, plant has feeling. Bamboo has feeling.
I know, but it just still makes
that
me laugh.
That plant has lived a good 2 years.
I'm I'm sorry, you're saying this to the girl who has, like, a peach tree that is literally, how old is it? Four? No, that's a little too much.
Have you taken care of it your whole life?
No.
Then no, you don't get to say shit.
13 years.
You don't get to say shit if that hasn't been yours. You planted it, you grew it from the fucking ground.
No, my parents did.
Exactly, you don't get to say shit.
The only way that could have been better is if you had patted her on the back at the same time.
It's funnier because we use burps as reactions.
We?
You just used one as it, alright?
Yeah, it was the end of
it's
the topic.
It's no longer just me.
It was the end of the topic.
Yeah, as a reaction.
So,
wow, I'm a really
did you know?
Here.
Probably not.
We love the pigeon dating game.
You. Okay!
Hot of a boyfriend.
Why?
No one can see this besides the three of us in this room, but if you look over there in the top right corner of my random ass cubby thing,
I have
three birds. And then, if you look behind me, and I am not wearing it, but I have a poncho of my favorite bird.
Yeah, and I have one on my purse, the human version.
Do you know why?
We voice act them.
We fucking love them.
Yeah, we like to voice act them. Like Sakuya, he's a pretentious bastard, and I love acting like that.
I love Oko-san because he's stupid.
Wait, shall we do it? Can you please? I'll do Sakuya first if that's
any
comp.
Let's get one of their actual lines up.
Okay, we're gonna get the line up. We're gonna do it. It's gonna be great. All right.
No.
You're gonna witness my voice acting abilities, whether you like it or not.
Do I get to grade you?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you're probably gonna be like, Oko-san is the best, though. He's like, he's the only
shit.
One that still looks like a bird in his human form.
There we go.
So this is Sakuya. I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Hold on, let me get Oko-san up too for me.
Shit. Oh, are you screenshotting it?
No. Too much work.
Isn't it like,
know, well,
two
like,
buttons?
Yeah, I know. I was like, we just look at each other with this knowledge like,
You guys won't see that my hand's full of,
grease.
No.
Pizza.
Pizza stuff.
Oh,
pizza juices.
Pizza. It was so funny because before you got here...
This is the one I'm going to say.
Before you got here, I looked at her phone and all she had is in Google Maps, she looked up pizza. Like, just the word pizza.
I was hungry.
You don't realize that you have the Domino's maybe, what?
No.
3/4 miles from here?
You know how far that is?
Yeah!
3/4 miles?
I actually do their pest control, so yeah, I know exactly how far it is.
Yeah, that's like too much work.
To call?
No, I did an online order.
To avoid.
How is this much? How is this too much work?
I had to decide on what pizza I wanted.
The satisfaction.
Unless you're looking at it, okay. Okay, Belly, we need to have a conversation, okay? How much cheese do we want?
I got extra. Anyways, Sakuya.
Sakuya. What is the point? I have no wish to speak with commoners. Do not think I'm here because I wish to be.
Why'd you swipe?
I don't know.
That's what it is. Look at how pretty he is.
He's a bird, and he's so pretty. And she gave me one of the little bird stuffed animals. They're so soft. And Shirakuma likes to bark at it.
Oh my god, Oko-san gets to be eventually in a maid outfit.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Are you ready for my Oko-san?
Go for it.
Koo! Oko-san refuses the constricting garments. Real men fight in the nude!
Literally, no, but when you, like, actually look at it, he only says cuckoo, but in parentheses, it says what he's actually trying to say.
Isn't and that terrible?
It's like, and when we're with Kayla, it's great, because we'll just sit together and all do the voices.
It's beautiful.
We'll do the voices. It's great.
I swear, we're not weird. We're totally weird.
I know how to full boyfriend because someone decided to basically hogtie me and make me watch them play how to full boyfriend.
Oh my god,
I'm waiting
we do
for
that?
My husband to appear. He's in the bad boy route.
Yeah, we're
and this episode is ending. I'm gone, y'all. No, stop looking at me, because that's actually freaking me the hell out.
Yeah.
Not after you just say, oh no, my boyfriend is over in the back. He can't come out now.
See? Jesus Christ, this sounds so wrong.
That's...
Also, pass the Dr. Pepper, please.
Okay.
I'm a thirsty hoe. We all know this from last time.
I'm shutting my mouth.
Thirsty. Just remember, you're the one that needs that type of drink to hang out with us right now.
That is a very true statement, okay? While y'all have Dr. Pepper, and I'd sit down and have... Yes, yes.
Oh.
A crisp apple ale.
Is it good?
Oh.
It's not bad.
That means it's not good.
This is literally this six-pack is going to be... I'm going to finish this tonight because this is the last time I'm going to have alcohol for at least the next 35 days.
Why?
So, because
are you on a juice cleanse?
Juice? No.
Are you pregnant?
But no. Working out, yes. So,
yes. So you can still drink. You just can't drink on days you're working out. And don't drink beer. Beer is bad for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get that. But even so...
You should drink tequila instead.
Tequila makes clothes come off.
Tequila does.
No.
Tequila is my friend.
Yeah.
I just drink tequila recreationally.
I drink socially on the weekends.
As professionally is a thing?
Yeah.
Duchess.
Tequila taste... Oh, that's my Duchess. Dream job. Tequila taste tester. Duchess.
Senior Frogs down over in...
Yeah, I want to do it. Tequila with the worm, you know. I have a bottle with the worm in my house. I'm not going to drink it, though.
Right.
All right.
The cat's on the mic.
I'm so happy.
She actually is. That's the bad part. It's like she's actually turning pink.
Hey, Duchess. There
you go. She likes her booty spanked.
I know she walked away, but that purr sound that she made means she liked it.
She doesn't like cat wine. It makes me sad.
She still drank it.
Mm-hmm. She did.
I feel for you, Duchess.
I mean, you can touch your butt.
I'm not gonna.
It's really soft and fluffy, and you can slap it.
I'm not gonna.
Also, she loves it when you slap it.
Nope.
I always call her a whore when she does it because...
She likes it. She's a masochist.
No, no.
Mother like daughter.
Oh my God.
Shouldn't you say daughter like mother?
I don't know what I said anymore.
Mother like daughter. Wait, you just called to your... You just called the cat your mother.
Yup.
Okay. Duchess, can I call you mommy?
She escaped.
She's shitting.
That's the right choice.
I love
you. Just wait for the smell.
Baby, come back.
Baby, don't hurt me.
I was about to say, were you about to go and get like all Omarion on that? Right? That's a reference y'all probably don't understand.
Nope, because I'm a child of... I was gonna say
you can't even say it anymore.
Yeah,
the 2000s.
No, I'm a 90s baby, but I'm like,
just because you were born in the 90s doesn't make you a 90s baby. Okay,
the 90s didn't even end until like 2003. True 90s culture did not end until then.
No, but there's a definite start to like the 2000s.
Yeah.
As a person that still had to deal with the ending spree of boy bands that were still around.
I remember boy
bands.
Excuse
me. I had those tiny little, I don't remember what they were called. Fuck.
What were you?
Those tiny little, that.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. You could be talking Tamagotchi for all I know.
No, they had those really, really small, right. Like, not even mixtapes, but they were on, like, little...
Oh, those! What are they called? I know what you're talking about. You, like, put it... It's, like, so many seconds of a song. It's, like, 90 seconds... Well, it depends on how long the song is. But,
I was thinking, like, the mini-DVDs that, like, some people had, but...
Are you talking about the same thing I'm talking about?
Probably. I want to Google it, because I can't remember what they were called.
You can't remember what it was called, but yet you're still going to Google it.
Fuck yeah, I am.
This is, like, the way we live.
I just hope that this... Okay, how are you even going to search...
These fucking things! I loved these! Oh, no, I don't know if you can see it anymore.
Nope, because it went away. You still play Pokemon Go!
Yes. There we go. Okay, see, that was what I was talking about. I didn't actually have one because I was still young.
I did. Like, Britney Spears and fucking NSYNC were my fucking jam. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I can't say anything.
I really hated those things.
To be fair, yeah. To be fair, yes.
Yeah.
Guess what I have, T? A Tamagotchi.
And you're saying I'm getting off topic.
Well, no, technically we did talk about Tamagotchis maybe about a minute 45 seconds ago.
Wow.
Why do you have Tamagotchi?
Because it was at Target and they were going to sell out, so I was like, I'm going to buy the last one. So I bought the last
one. We're going to buy the last one.
Yeah.
Because how many times have you killed it?
I haven't even opened it yet because I'm too afraid to kill it.
You forgot to feed it. You forgot to let it out. It's dead.
Yeah, no, I'm too afraid. I'm afraid I'll forget about it. And then, just like my other one, because I'm pretty sure it's in my house. Like, one that, like, OG version. Was there a version 5? The one where you could play with other people, and it had, like, the little star or circle on it, and you could, like, make babies with other people? That's
no, it was weird. A real thing.
Okay. I think that was version 5.
Yeah.
I had one of those, and I'm pretty sure it's still in my house, lost. Somewhere.
Yeah.
I've lived in that house for a long time, and oh boy.
I think when my Tamagotchi actually ran out of batteries, it was like a mercy killing.
Yeah! That's what happened to mine. When I found it, like, finally found it for, like, okay, the first time I found it. I found it different times, but the battery, that's what really killed it. Mm-hmm. My homeboy.
That's so wrong to do in a microphone.
What did you just do? Did you
just literally start smacking her lips? Just
you, okay, no, I had a friend who literally, he hated the sound of people, like, eating. And he's like, it's an actual thing, though, where you just, like, you absolutely cannot handle the sound of people eating, and it sounds so gross and stuff.
It is a thing because, like, even my wife is kind of like that, where if I'm chewing too loudly, she'll just sit there and go to another room. I swear to God, I'll throw up. Go to another room. Mm. So, yeah. I personally don't care because, honestly, like, the sound of people drinking on a microphone makes me thirsty. So, yeah, see, that right there, like, guaranteed, I will hear that later. I'm like, I want to drink. So, yeah.
Sorry.
That's not that sound.
I don't know what that was.
That's not that sound.
No, that's just weird tentacle sounds, all right?
We went with tentacle. No. Okay.
Yeah, I want tentacles.
Sucky tentacles, yes.
No.
Then what is it?
Not tentacles.
What is it then?
Hentai aficionado.
I fucking love tentacles. Do you not see my 7-foot giant squid right there? That's 7 feet long.
Sorry, that was for pizza.
I see it.
Tentacles, 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 tentacles.
I've never heard someone go and basically start chanting tentacles, but
so, yeah. To all the people listening today, I just want to give this out. Oh, God. I will pay anyone to come to my apartment and draw tentacles on my glass patio door. I want tentacles on my glass patio door.
For reference, please. She's on the 3rd floor and everyone inside the complex can see it.
I want them big and juicy. If you want, you can make it hentai-like, but I still want tentacles. I will pay you. Just message me on Instagram. Okay, I'm good.
I wonder how many messages you're gonna get.
A lot!
Oh my god, I really want tentacles on there. I thought I was gonna get it for Christmas.
I'm sorry.
See, now I know if I ever...
I'm so sorry.
You all have your own communication. Just...
We're incredibly sorry, but...
No, like... you're not! No, you're not! You're really not! I know it!
You may be right, but still, we're
do you want pizza?
Yes, please.
I bought a large so I can have more for tomorrow. Yeah, it's not going to be any for tomorrow.
Nope. I'm sorry, but I eat like a fucking monster. It's really bad for me. Like, I'll just straight up eat until I get bloated. and then it goes away.
See,
I still haven't
my pizza.
I'm surprised I haven't gained more weight. Like,
oh no, trust me, it's you still have youth on your side. Enjoy that now.
You say that like you're an old person, like T. She'll talk to me like she's like so many years older than me.
Back
but she,
in my day, she honked at us to hit on us. Okay.
She's.
They did. You walk down the road, they go beep beep at you. They did that to us like 3 weeks ago, and she's like, "Why is he honking at us?"
See, at least they stopped there with you all. The amount of people that in Southern California, like, yeah, maybe some guys might whistle out the car door, but girls were voracious, so all of a sudden they would pull off and go, "What's up?" And there's nothing like being confronted as far as like, "And what do you want?"
You know what I did when I would walk past a hot guy?
Okay.
I would blast the, "My milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard." It was fun for a bit. Every time I drove past a construction site.
There is pineapple on this piece of pizza.
I feel assaulted. I didn't notice until after I had already eaten it.
I don't have anything to go and melt the witch over here, but yeah.
This isn't even, like, her cackling. This is, like, her half-cackling. She gets worse.
I can cackle, and I love it when I cackle.
It's really funny. It's very amusing to see her cackle.
I need notes right now. She loves it when she cackles.
She loves it when she cackles. She sounds super weird. I don't know why she does it.
Are you rapping?
No.
No, that felt more like weird, like, beatnik poetry.
Yeah,
are you
it is.
Beatnik poetrying weirdly?
Well, it's either between that or I want hentai tentacles.
Alrighty, guys. I have a dilemma here. So, I bought VIP tickets to Comic-Con. Because, yeah. And then I found out David Tennant was coming. And then I got an email saying I got a chance to, like, I have a spot reserved for the David Tennant round one photo vouchers. And they're like, you have until June 1st to buy it for your VIP only. And I was the only one that I know of that has gotten this email. And I'm so confused.
Okay, no.
It's not a scam, I don't think.
Jeremy's selling one.
Yeah, I know, but I'd rather just pay $100 than $120.
Oh, trust me, I can get it lower for you.
But I think he's only selling a spot.
No, it's an actual pass.
Photo. Okay, well, there's something to lay back on. But I don't know why I got this email, and, like, none of my, like, family did. It's so weird. I don't even know how to use my photo voucher, because I got a VIP pass. I don't know. I don't know anything. This is my first time ever getting a VIP pass, so I'm like...
You're like that, huh? You're like that.
No. She's fucking videotaping me.
Doggone right she is.
No.
You should see my face, though.
Oh, no. What? You said that to Sam?
Yeah, Sam needs to know what's happening.
You evil bitch. She takes advantage of me.
This
was known the very first time y'all came on, so...
She takes advantage.
I'm your sugar mama.
But you also take advantage.
Of the shit you do, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so... weak.
She has noodle arms. She can't fight me off.
I can kick you off, but I can't fight you off. I got legs for days. But there, do you see this? Look. Okay, nobody else can see this. But for future reference, literally when I'm flexing, it doesn't even look like I'm flexing.
You can kind of see the tricep. Right, you can
this
see
is
the
my, this
you
is
can
my,
see the attempt.
That's my good arm.
You can.
Oh, this one's bigger for some reason.
Yeah, that
why
means you've been going to the gym with me that one day.
That's so weird.
Come to the gym more.
Okay. Okay, senpai.
I just want to make a shout out right now, while I can. Siobhan, babe, thank you for letting me leech off you for Netflix. Where's my remote? Can I turn off the TV?
It's behind you.
No, because she still wants to get her Game Freak on.
Siobhan, Thank you for letting us leech off of your...
Come to the gym, then.
I have been multiple times.
Twice.
Multiple. That's multiple.
Siobhan, thank you for letting me leech off you for going to Vasa.
Yeah.
So I can get that bar body so I can be a hot-ass pillar woman.
Mm-hmm.
Wamu, my husbando. So,
and that means that you have to keep this going, right?
I've been going for a month and a half.
And you're going to keep on going, right?
Yep.
She's been doing pretty well. Pretty good.
I've, like, avoided a lot of times I could hang out because I wanted to go to the gym instead.
Well, it's like,
to be fair, it's like hanging out.
Because you're hanging out with Siobhan.
See, that's true. Like, honestly, I really wish that there could be a Siobhan-centric...
Oh my god.
Gym. Did I not tell you? We plan to make a religion out of Siobhan.
Wait, what the fuck?
Siobhan will be our Lord and Savior.
Wait, what the fuck? No, she's...
Can I give the sermons?
Yes. I feel like she... Okay.
So we are going to praise her thighs, that ass, her fucking bar of titties, and everything in between.
I feel like she's not more of a lord, but since she's more of a goddess.
Have you ever heard her talk? She's a fucking god.
See, that's exactly what I said.
And then Gavin, goddess. That bitch ass, can't go to the gym. Fuck you.
Why not?
He doesn't want to go to the gym.
Really?
He's being a little bitch.
Wow. Called I had no idea.
Out.
Jesus, T.
Well, yeah,
this is over the internet.
Exactly.
I need a burp.
On this day, May 31st, I am calling Gavin out. That fucking Osamaso fucker not going to the gym for how many months now? At least 1 month that I've noticed.
Wow.
This is going to date this episode so much.
It's gonna date it, and it's a call out. We gotta call this episode Call Out of Call Outs. The call out.
Calling out everyone who will draw tentacles on my fucking patio door.
Tentacle drawer needed. Will pay.
Why not use the artist sitting right over here?
I've been waiting. What month are we in now? 5 months.
Yeah.
I will pay any one of you guys to do it for me. And if you would like, I will step on you too.
See, some people find that enticing, others don't.
I know. You remember Eli?
Yeah.
You Eli. Know of him.
Yeah.
Everybody knows of Eli.
Everyone knows of Eli.
Yeah.
He really wanted to be stepped on, so I put on one of my cosplays that he likes, and I stepped on him.
It was pretty intense.
It was very intense. I looked good, though.
I can't really say much because I let a very in-shape Kylo Ren step all over me. And... No.
You didn't want to burp on the mic?
No, it decided to go and cut out for some stupid reason.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Screaming we have children. A baby.
What? No, what the fuck?
You have a baby and a cross.
It's not ours.
So it's not okay. Mine.
That makes it sound like I live here. I don't live here.
It's my roommate's. She didn't feel comfortable living here without putting crosses on all open doors. She didn't get one on the patio door, though. Ha ha ha.
Is that to keep the vampire at bay?
No, as you point at T.
I'm not a vampire. God. Anyways.
God. Sorry.
Yeah, she didn't feel comfortable with me bringing my Ouija board either, so it's in my trunk.
We played with that the other day on Memorial Day in a graveyard, which you're not supposed to do.
But we're safe. I'm still alive. Duchess loves me.
That's how we know we didn't get haunted, because Duchess was willing to be pet by us.
Or there might be something haunting Duchess herself.
That's okay. She'll survive. How whore.
Yeah, she's a boss-ass bitch. 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 You're a boss-ass bitch. She looks apathetically.
You guys should really see my cat. She's very pretty. I need to get her professional photos. So if anyone knows a good place to get professional photos of a cat in Utah, please hit me up.
Wow.
Just ask any photographer that we have around.
No. They have to be professional pet photographers.
Photographers.
Photographer.
Photographers.
Photographer.
Pet, and you know, pet as
photographer.
Oh my god, petography. That literally would just be, like, the act of taking a photo while petting.
Wait, that sounds inappropriate.
I made it inappropriate in my head.
Yeah.
I'm just an inappropriate person in general.
But yeah, I want to get a good person to do it really well. I will pay good money for that shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Hanging up somewhere inside the apartment?
No, she would probably get like a full-blown poster of her.
I want it on a blanket, too. And then I want to get it on a sweater so I can have a sweater of her with me at all times.
Okay, really? You might want to watch out if that ever does happen, because as reference of finally creating pillows for all my stupid crap, yeah, getting a message of, I'm going to sleep all over your face, was the weirdest thing ever to receive at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'd be okay with that.
That sounds, she would be. This kind of concerns me, T.
You know what, at least they're letting me know and not doing it all creepily and like doing weird stuff. I'd rather know that they're doing weird stuff.
Wow. That,
okay. Really, I'd rather not know.
It depends on the situation.
Situation?
Mm-hmm.
If it was someone creepy.
Yeah, like that one.
I like how we just know. That was me trying to laugh, not laugh.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're going to sleep all over your face.
Yeah, that doesn't happen for a dude, so yeah.
That's true. Man, I want to be like that. Like,
I mean, do you not see my pillars right there of anime boys? I sleep all over them.
That's true. Yeah, you do. I sleep all over them whenever I sleep.
God, they're so hot.
Yeah, they are. Anime boys. Boy love.
BL is a very good thing.
Yes, it is. It's a blessing for us all.
Job. Okay, I think now that we're 30 minutes in, I am finally comfortable actually introducing you all.
Oh.
Oh. I didn't even think that was going to happen.
Okay.
No, it's a whole lot better than what I think last time it took like an hour and 15, hour 30 minutes. So, yeah.
I don't remember.
I know you don't remember. It's okay. I kind of sort of do but don't.
I'm so sorry for everyone. We keep burping in the mic.
I'm
pretty sure that once they see, you know, who's on the episode, they'll understand.
Mm-mm. No.
We're bad people. I do it more as an expression.
Yeah, when we're together, we're worse.
We're way worse when we're together. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure if this was only with just tea,
I'd be a lot more toned down.
Oh yeah, it'd be like a little freaky for you because you've only seen us as this.
Yeah, I would be quiet and be like, okay, let's do something. And then you'd stare at me and I'd stare at you and it'd be a staring contest.
That's literally all that would happen. I think I would be okay on my own. Okay enough because like I'm used to the whole like, oh, I'm actually gonna film myself and that kind of stuff because like YouTube and Instagram and
we're also just Musical.ly. Having a conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people have those.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, not with tea.
No, I well, sit there.
I bring out the true. Best in, well, okay, I bring out the worst in tea.
You bring out.
I bring out everything.
You know what? No. When you're with me and someone else, typically it's really bad.
Oh my gosh, no. When it's like, it just depends on the combination of people.
Wait, because, he has to introduce us.
Oh.
Do the thing, go.
Do the thing, quick.
Okay, fine. People sitting across from me is, you might remember Tiny T Cause, and then, oh, wait. Summer is best?
Summertime is the best.
Summertime is the best. But yes.
With an O. S-O-M-M-E-R.
T and Sonia are back. So, there. I've introduced people.
I'm back, bitches.
See? That's how often you use your tongue now. You should literally get a tongue piercing.
I'm afraid. I like food a lot.
It does nothing.
Have you gotten a tongue piercing?
Well, I know you have yours.
I support it.
Yeah.
Me getting a tongue piercing?
Yes.
Yeah, we already talked about this at work. Yeah. She said she would pay for it.
It's basically just like the first, like, 2 weeks or so. Just don't have spicy food. Don't have spicy food. Okay.
She did. She straight up ate curry at Nihon.
Yeah. Oh, why would you do that? Burns so bad. Well,
it wasn't even
depending
spicy.
On yours.
It wasn't even spicy.
And make sure I didn't get it spicy. It was just spicy with spices.
Okay.
So it was.
It wasn't like hot. It was just spicy.
Mm-hmm. So all the spices kind of like killed my tongue, and I was like, "Wow, this is delicious. I wonder what it tastes like."
See, like I had some like Jesus, Cuban food that basically was just on fire itself, and then all of a sudden it got down over inside the groove, and that hurt a lot. But I only really had mine for maybe 7 months, and then I just took mine out.
Why?
It got in the way.
That sounds.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say that here.
Are we both looking at him like that? I was like,
yeah, you are. It's okay. This is the only part of my body I've pierced, so yeah.
Earrings, you know, are what? Easy. Nipple piercings.
They'll make them hard. No. You'll lose sensation in your nipples.
No, because I actually really, really. How do I have this conversation?
Siobhan! Get those nipples pierced.
No!
No, she doesn't want to because she doesn't have time, but she really wants them.
Well, that, and also realize that, like, when she's, it's like, she's also in speed skating, so oh it's going to look somewhat weird.
No, because there's actually a guy speed skater. We've talked about this. It's been a talk with me and Siobhan. He also has his nipple pierced, but you can't tell because they technically wear, like, two bodysuits.
See, that...
I want to meet this guy.
Oh my god, I want to meet the guy with the best butt.
Me too. Figure skater butts are the best. Speed skater butts.
No, so there's this guy that I told Siobhan to message because his brother has a really good butt. But she said, I'm not going to do that because I haven't talked to him in a few months.
Oh.
Years. And I'm like, just do it anyways. I want to see that booty.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
We love butts.
I can firmly say that. Divers and gymnasts do not usually have good butts.
No, they don't.
Nope. Good backs.
Yes.
Not good backs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh.
That. See, I never appreciated people with, like,
we just have,
muscular bodies and stuff. Good and, like, features, all that really good, you know? Physiques. Until I started working out. I'm like, you know what? I want that Pillarman body. And then I just kept staring at it. And I'm like, good God, that's beautiful.
Yeah. That was the only thing that I'm pretty sure half the relationships I ever had in high school were. Is just like, okay, you don't really want to talk to me. Okay, I'm fine with this.
Do you have any guys I would lick their stomach because of how good their abs could be? Washboard.
That
I want
happens,
a grade cheese off that.
That Jesus happens Christ. More often than you would ever think. And I know that you're thinking it happens a lot. It happens 10 times more than that.
I have to tell you this story about the one time I went to Comic-Con. There was like a bunch of like Spartan people.
Oh my God.
There was like a shit ton of guys and a few girls. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get a photo with them, with like one of my friends. And they're like, oh my God, let's like act like we're licking them. And I asked the guy, I'm like, is that okay? He's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And the guys in the area were like, yeah, that's why we brought him, so he can get that done. Well, after the photo, I back away so other people can take photos. His parents look at me and was like, he's single, you know? And I'm like, no. They're like, yeah, you should talk to him more. I'm like, no.
It was pretty great.
Oh my God, I would totally
they were,
lick his
they
body.
They were absolutely ripped. It was beautiful.
Like, Pillarman bodies.
Yeah,
like,
no,
oh my
they
God.
Had Pillarman bodies. They... Yeah, they were beautiful.
It's, I'm telling you right now, when you actually, like, abs is, getting abs is a whole lot easier before 21. And then after 21, it becomes a lot harder.
That explains a lot.
It's
my diet. I'm
not.
Well, it's, you also, like, you have to do things very, ow! I don't know what that was, but it was in my thigh, and it was, like, all meat.
It wasn't Duchess then, okay?
No, it was.
No, Duchess is sitting right here. So
no, she wasn't in the area of your thigh.
But, dude, that sounds... That, the look on your face makes it look inappropriate, but it's not that inappropriate, I promise.
It was the outer thigh.
No, you know what?
No, it wasn't her.
It had to have been. I think it's her.
No, because his... He's pretty high up on that chair.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she's too lazy to jump up and, like, try to bite him or anything.
Are you sure about that? Because she's nibbled my feet.
Because they're on the floor.
Oh.
They're within touching distance. She's not going to reach that far. She's lazy.
She's a foot biter. She likes stinky feet. And yep. Not saying that I have, like, incredibly stinky feet or anything, but...
She loves your feet.
Yeah, she loves my feet.
Can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you pour more drink in my cup?
Yeah. I like how you said no for me.
For a second, I thought you were about to go for a cutesy version of the Indiana Jones theme. Apparently, I was wrong.
No, I just hum whatever. I do love Indiana. Oh my god. You ready to hear this? I don't think I've even told T this. I have this giant poster of Indiana Jones in my house because we had my dad's face photoshopped to it.
Oh my god!
In a good way. It actually looks like Indiana Jones. And then we use...
Stop playing footsie with me!
My legend has been further out this whole time!
I'm trying to tell a story about Indiana Jones.
Your dad is Indiana Jones. It's weird.
Yeah, we tell people that my dad...
Okay.
Stop, T! That looks so inappropriate. Stop. God, I can see everything.
You only make it sound inappropriate if you say it's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate, everybody.
Shh.
No! Oh, she has a thing with feet!
Yes.
She has a thing with feet!
I hate feet! That's how I torture her.
No, yeah, they send me photos of people No, stop! They send me photos of people interlocking their toes. And I hate it. I'm just trying to survive out here.
I'm going to put you in touch with a few gymnastics academies, okay?
Why?
Because.
No.
Gymnasts and feet.
Okay.
It's okay. You can look at the back. You can look at the arms. But the feet will always be there.
Jesus Christ. You guys are so evil. Sadists. Even though T is not a sadist.
I'm a sadist, but mainly a masochist.
Yeah, she is. Hey, Duchess. Eat my foot.
No!
Yeah.
Hi, honey. Come
this here. Is the only attention she gives me, so...
Duchess, you're poor.
My nails are long. I can scratch Duchess better. Just like how I scratch Shirakuma and Coda better, behind mm-hmm. their ears and under their collars.
See, I could actually put you in touch with this.
Oh! Are you serious?
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be his coach.
Okay, oh, wait, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my do that. Fucking I wanna god, do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, that's also a two-time Olympian.
Get me in touch with him. There we go.
Oh my god.
Let me touch him. I mean, get me in touch with him.
Yeah, let all me right. touch him. Get in touch with him.
How old
yeah.
is he?
23?
He's closer to my 24? Age. Fuck you. Give me him.
So, yeah.
He's probably short anyways.
That's okay.
He actually, yeah. Gymnast? He actually is... Right here.
See?
My height!
Gymnasts are usually really... Good gymnasts are short.
Yeah, and figure skaters have no tits.
Yeah, because you want to keep your center of gravity closer
That's
to
That's why I can never be a figure skater.
I mean, we're a little old for it anyways, but...
I mean, just in general.
You can skate still. Mariah skates pretty damn good, and she's Mariah's curvier than both of us. She's, like, curvy.
She's like, ba-bam.
Yeah, definition of hourglass.
See, I'm used to gymnasts.
And she's short.
Gymnast women are all thighs and butt. It's fantastic. Well, then they've also got muscles everywhere else, but still, thighs and butt.
Simone Biles, yeah. Man, I shipped her with what's-his-name for so long. That sounds wrong. You shouldn't ship real people.
No, you should.
No, you shouldn't.
Simone Biles and Zac
Only if they're, like, your direct friends, that's okay. But if you're doing it to, like, celebrities and stuff, that's kind of weird.
It can be a little weird. I don't recommend it, just because
mainly
then... because,
you know, the K-pop fans and the J-pop fans, they can get a little crazy with that shit, and...
And I feel bad, because then it ruins real friendships.
It does.
See, like, I know Simone, and that's, like...
You know her?
What part of...
You know what? We need to have a serious talk off of this podcast, because I want to slap the fuck out of you right now.
Wait, why the T...
I was a nationally ranked coach.
What? Help me get that Pillerman body.
Why do you think I keep on saying it's not that hard?
It's so hard.
It's not.
I don't have a diet, as I say, as I shove more pizza in my mouth.
Yeah, you can have a lot of cheats with your diet, but you do have to go in at least, like, you're going to eat a lot of chicken.
I have a lot of chicken in my freezer right now.
That's the only thing she knows how to cook.
A lot of chicken. And you're going to run.
Oh my god, yes!
I like running. Running is so exhausting.
Can we substitute biking too?
You kind of can, but swimming...
I can't swim.
You can't do that.
Kind of, yes, but that's honestly more for your back. I like swimming. So you will have an amazing back and an amazing chest
with swimming. I have a good... Okay, it's not good. It's a decent back.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing on there.
Siobhan, I'm sorry, I'm cheating.
Oh, God, jeez.
And the good thing is, like, if you work out the right way, your body basically kind of changes its physiology to the point where you kind of...
She just kisses her own bicep?
3 weeks.
Damn, that's so... I'm weak. Wait, hold on. I'm weaker. I'm the weakest. Look at this.
I only go 3 days a week, though.
Once a week.
Damn. Show me the way.
Yeah. So it's like if you work out in a very specific way, you kind of don't need to go a whole lot.
But I enjoy it. It makes me feel better.
No, it's like the more you go, the better. But yeah, it's like it's one of the reasons why I don't have a gym pass. So
no,
there's no pineapple.
No, it had pineapple on it.
No, it didn't. I ate it.
I hate pineapple on pizza.
That's not right. See, pineapple in general is disgusting.
Oh, okay. I like regular pineapple, like just cubed, you know, whatever. I like grilled pineapple, like at a Brazza grill, because that shit's amazing. I just can't handle it on pizza.
It's the only way I can eat it, because I'm allergic.
There's only one reason for pineapple at all, and I'm not getting into it on this podcast.
Wait, what is
it? I mean, you can't. Oh, I know.
Getting into it on this podcast.
I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm not getting into it on this podcast.
That's why I forgot about the other reasons people get tongue piercings.
What the fuck was that? That laugh was weird.
I was basically just going, like, truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought about that. Well, I mean, I obviously know about it, but still.
It didn't cross my mind, because I've always liked tongue piercings, and I'm like, oh my god, I want one, because I thought they were badass growing up. I wanted them before I even got tattoos.
See?
And then I found out, after I got it, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's what they are for, too.
Yeah, but see, even with that, this is not a conversation for the podcast.
Why are you saying gay?
I thought she was saying freak, and I was about to be like, yeah.
Do you wanna dance with me?
Well, I got my Sailor Mercury cosplay done.
She didn't get it done, she bought it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at it either, but she's like, I got it done. And I'm like, you didn't make it, though. But you did buy it. You got the wig down.
Well, I meant I got it, like, finished. Done all together.
I'm so proud.
I have to cut the wig still, but that's easy. And I, like, put that off until, like, sometimes at con.
Yeah, you're actually good at cutting wigs, though. Like, I can cut hair and stuff, but it's not going to be, like, she's a little better at it than I am. And I definitely know I'm better at sewing and the pattern making and that shit.
I fucking hate sewing. I'd rather buy all my cosplays and make them. Unless it's something I can't buy, then I will make it.
See? Yeah.
Just because...
Some stores just don't sell stuff. Like, depending on how old the anime is. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to cosplay from Tokyo Mew Mew right now. And the only ones they ever sell are Mew Mew Ichigo.
Which I'm going to cosplay.
She's going to cosplay that one. But I'm going to do Zakuro. Which is, like, the wolfy one.
The purple one.
The purple one. And nobody makes cosplays for her. So I'm like, I guess I'll make it myself. It's not a big deal, though, because I kind of know what I'm doing.
That's why I just stick with props and armor.
You should read this.
Okay. All right, let's see.
When all your friends have depression, when was the last time any of us felt anything?
I felt frustrated earlier today. And we all know why. You don't know why. Actually, no, I said it earlier.
Her madre. I
might not have been... Yep.
Mi madre es un puta.
Damn!
You've met my mom. My mom's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Her mom's, like, crazy as in, like, the insane kind of crazy. My mom's crazy because she's Latina and doesn't... She's going senile and she's only, like, 55.
No, my mom's pretty going... My mom's going senile, too.
I feel like my mom's going senile. She's crazy. We literally organized the pantry. She's been in Bolivia for, like, 4 months.
Oh, background. God, I can't wait for her to leave again.
She's leaving in 6 months to go back. 6 weeks to go back, and I'm so happy. Oh, God, I can't wait.
I thought of doing something, but I can't do it.
What? I
wanted to put my mouth...
She wanted to eat the microphone.
Let's not deep throat the mic.
Oh, my God, I have a story about that. My cousin, Lizzie...
I've had to say that more times. Off the podcast than not, but yes, please don't deep throat the microphone.
I don't know why I thought of that. It's kind of like the time when I thought I was going to, like, push you out the window at work.
Yeah.
I have invasive thoughts like that a lot. Like, everyone does, but I voice mine.
Yeah, and then I say, what the fuck, T? They happen a lot at work. Sometimes I'll just get in these invasive actions. Did you see that lightning? That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yes. Rain on me, bitch. Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was actually really lightning.
Yeah, it was.
It was a thing.
Yep.
Yes!
Let's hope we don't lose power.
Wrong. That's a thing. I forgot about that being a thing.
I've never lost power. Here. Not here.
Oh, I remember that fire. Sorry.
There was a fire just...
On the freeway.
Oh, I didn't notice it at all, but apparently it was so big you could see it from my patio door, but I never saw it.
I saw it when I left.
I didn't. I was wondering why there was a lot of, like, wee-woo noises, and I was like, oh.
Wee-woo noises. Not sirens.
God,
wee-woo noises.
I almost had soda come out my nose.
I forgot what they were called.
Wee-woo. Are you a minion?
God, no, don't mention those yellow furries.
Yeah.
Minions, never. No.
Shall we talk about furries?
Ben fucked a furry.
I think we already said that during this podcast.
Mariah is a real furry, though.
Yeah. She does. She does do that.
I've accepted my fate.
Not to shame on furries. Just a keynote.
Mm-hmm.
You do you, boo.
My friend Alexis calls me a furry because I like Shishomaru from Inuyasha.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
See?
He's fucking... And she calls me a furry because he can turn into a dog.
Yeah, so...
Exactly.
Hot.
So literally because she calls me a furry, I just accepted it. Now I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? You're like your bird man from fucking... Oh, I don't remember what the game was called. Never mind.
So I'm staying in my head for a little bit longer.
Yeah, okay, go do that.
And I'm done. Okay.
Yeah, I like how that was like your... What
is that game called?
The Birdman?
There was a Birdman from a game. He's not even a... He's a bird. He has fucking wings like a bird.
An angel?
No, like his arms turn into wings.
You sure it wasn't something like Final Fantasy related?
No. Critical Role! That's what it's called! From Critical Role.
I like...
One of the guys ends up having fucking wings, and she's like, I'm not a furry. I'm like, bitch, he's part animal. You're a fucking furry.
Yeah.
If she wants to say, I'm a furry for liking Shishomaru, she's a fucking furry for liking a Birdman.
Yeah.
Watch Critical Role.
Neither do I. No. I only know it because for her birthday, I got her tarot cards of Critical Role, and she was, like, so happy she was showing me about them. And she's like, look, it's my Birdman, my husbando. I'm like, oh, you're a fucking furry, huh? She didn't appreciate that.
Nope.
Yeah.
I shouldn't go to IKEA again. I bought those pillows, and I don't need them.
I want to go to IKEA for the freaking meatballs. That's what I was excited about. All I wanted was to eat the meatballs.
I've got to go to IKEA tomorrow to go and do their pest control.
Eat the meatballs! Eat the meatballs!
Get those balls in your mouth.
They haven't made the meatballs by the time I actually, like, finish their service.
Eat the meatballs. Get those balls in your mouth. Suck on them. Enjoy them.
Brown balls. Juicy.
Nice and thick and juicy.
Oh, and delicious.
You should see how many you can fit in your mouth.
Three.
They're not that big. You can fit easily five.
Unless he has a small mouth.
No, I got TMJ.
Oh, I have TMJ too.
Yeah.
Except it only happened in middle school, and so now I'm careful.
I don't know what that is.
It's lockjaw. Oh. So basically, you can't open your mouth. Or my sister has the opposite. She can't close her mouth.
See, like, mine is I can't open my mouth the entire way.
Yes. So
it makes it where, you know, doing, like, voice work is kind of difficult when it comes to, like, screaming and yelling and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Because you really want to open your mouth to project your vocal cords. See, I want to get into voice acting so bad, but, like, at the same time, I don't know if I sound good.
No one sounds good until you actually start practicing. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, blah, you blah, just... Blah, blah. You need to basically just start doing that. Go ahead.
Blah, blah.
Blah.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah.
Blah, blah. Go.
No.
Blah, 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 blah. Do the other half. Come on.
How dare you!
Come on, you just do the same
as
thing
the
I
did. As the phantom
do.
Aficionado, you should know.
Oh my god, so let me tell you about me. I'm tone deaf. I can't recognize when people, like, literally show me a song, and then, like, 3 seconds later say, okay, do you remember what that song was? And they'll play it again. I'm like, no, what's that from?
She also has a hard time finding rhythms. We were playing a rhythm game in a car ride, and she can't find the rhythm. Like, even just the beat. The
like,
beat.
I thought it was from Phantom, but I wasn't sure, so I was like, I'm not gonna fuck this up, so I'm just gonna say I don't remember what it is. That's how bad it is.
Aw, tea. But I still love hearing her sing. Don't force her to do it, though, because...
I won't. I'm not that mean.
You wouldn't get anything out of me anyways.
It's okay.
No, I like singing, though. I sing lots. Because I can't stop myself. Well, I can, but, like, at the same time, I don't.
She can't stop herself.
Titty croissant.
Oui, oui, baguette.
Oh, you look, you looked at me and I was like, she's expecting something, but I have nothing.
I can't say much. I've got alcohol in my brain right now, so, yeah.
Do you just not talk when you're intoxicated?
I keep myself from talking when I'm intoxicated.
You know what? There's no
is
fun with that.
Wait, the question is, did that get you intoxicated enough to be like...
No.
No?
What I had before.
After you parked, right?
That is dangerous! We care about that! In this family.
Burpins.
I don't know why. It's a bad habit.
Oh, fuck my leg.
You can hear it pop.
She just got up and then, fuck my leg. It's like FML, but it's actually your leg and not your life. My god.
Uh-huh.
But no, you were safe when you were coming here, right?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Fuck it. Do what you want. Who cares?
Yeah,
but I'm like, moving the mic.
I care about that stuff though, because I would feel so bad if somebody was like driving while under the influence and then they die.
Well, you know, he's probably taking other people with him, so it'd be his own fault.
Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry.
So really, viewers, do not do that.
Don't
be a smarticle human.
Be a smart person. Don't fuck other people's lives over.
Only fuck your life over.
Yep.
And then regret it. Regret it.
Regret it.
Regret it.
I'm bad with my R's too.
Apparently.
Two.
Remember the name I can't say and I really love this actor? Yeah.
Yeah. Think Phantom of the Opera movie.
Butler.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah. Yes, those R's fuck me over.
Gerard?
No, she calls him Gerald.
I use L's.
She'll be like Gerald Butler. That sounds so weird doing that. Gerard Butler.
I'm really bad at R's. I had to take speech therapy class in elementary, but then they kicked me out because I bitched out the lady.
I wonder, huh?
She looks so innocent. Like,
I was so pissed off. She kept telling me to, like, read things with the R in the front and never in the middle. And I'm like, no, you fucking idiot. I didn't swear. I was like, no, stupid. Don't you understand? I can't say ours in the middle, like, girl. I can't fucking say girl. And then she was like.
We're listening.
Oh. Yeah, and then she's like, oh, go back to class. And I was like, that's what I thought. And I, like, flipped my hair, looked at her one more time, and then slammed the door on the way out.
Man.
I never had to go back.
You're so savage.
My mom was part of the PTA.
My mom didn't care about me.
Parent Teacher Association?
Yes. I don't fucking know what they're called.
Yeah, it is. It's the PTA.
That's the PTA. Teachers. Yeah, she was part of that. And my mom was, like, one of the major people in it. She was actually really, like, I don't know what the word is.
That's so weird, because my mom is, like, the exact opposite. She cared nothing about me.
Well, it wasn't for me. It was because she had three kids before me, and she just stayed in there because I was still growing up.
Damn.
I never heard a single thing about how I bitched at the lady, either.
Damn.
I never got reprimanded. I don't know if I ever went back to my mom, and if it did, I never got talked about it. All I knew was every time I walked past her class, I would tell all my, all the other classmates, I'm like, yeah, this lady's stupid. She doesn't know how to do her job. And then we kept walking.
Jesus Christy. You were so savage. I was such a pushover when I was a kid.
I wasn't. I was part of the safety patrol. I kicked ass.
Are you kidding me? Okay, I had a teacher who very, very vigorously, even without my parents' permission, wanted me to be a part of, like, the SBOs, like, the student body officers in elementary school, like, so vigorously that she was like, okay, Sonia, you don't have a choice, you're doing this. And then I told somebody later, and they're like, you're not actually in it. And then, psych, I was. I was her favorite. And then I moved schools. Because, you know, I lived in South Jordan while I went to school in West Valley. Because I was born in West Valley. And, you know... That school was weird, though. Like, we had to fucking do only laps for our first recess. Our first recess, we could only do laps. It was so weird.
It was that like a prison.
You know what? It was West Valley, so I'm not. It's not too far from the truth.
West Valley. What school did you go to?
Robert Frost Elementary School.
I don't know what that school is. Okay.
Don't look at me. I'm not from here.
Yeah, you're from.
You're from
I was gonna say Oklahoma.
You know what?
Oklahoma.
There's so many oceans in Oklahoma.
Oceans?
Alaska?
I'm from.
Oh my god.
She's good at this.
Are you laughing because of what I think you're laughing about? Yeah. Our friend Mariah, she didn't think Alaska was land, like, on...
She thought it was an island!
She thought Alaska was an island, because in maps, they always just have that straight line. And I was like, you literally thought that there was an island with a straight-ass line in it? And she's like, I don't know. It was pretty amazing, and then... She only found out about Alaska being a part of Canada, like, being, like, actually have a land way to get it to it through Canada, like, a month and a half ago. Like, legit. The school system sucks here in America.
It really does.
It's
not that it sucks, it's just no one takes advantage of it. No, trust me.
I beg to differ. My science department in high school fucking sucked. No, I took special classes.
So you can take advantage of the school system if you're gifted enough as a student that you could excel in everything you do. Because it's so fucking hard to do anything if you're not good at everything.
That's true. Because if
at my school, we had a program where you can...
Like, in elementary school?
Yeah, it's called the GTA.
Yes.
Yeah, well... I couldn't actually be part of the GTA until I did all my credits for high school so I can graduate and still be able to have that class. They literally said, you can't do GTA until you've passed a certain amount of classes.
Yeah.
They were pretty fucked up about it, so I literally did not go to GTA until senior year when I was trying to get everything done.
I remember in elementary school, literally, there was three classes per grade, right? Every class was separated at first up until fourth grade. They were separated by how smart you were. And because my mom bitched at the principal so hard and was, like, unrelenting because I have a Latina mother. You know, they're unrelenting. I was always placed in the top class, no matter fucking what. One year for second grade, they tried to put me in a class that was lower than that, and my mom bitched at the principal for so long that literally I was forced to do stuff higher than I was intellectually available to. But that caused me to be, like, actually good at stuff. So I'm kind of glad my mom bitched at the principal. But then
See?
Again, but my mom is a bitch, so I would have hated to be the principal. Literally, she bitched at my principal in middle school because one time I ran out of lunch money and they wouldn't give me food.
You know what
They took
I do?
My food away. That's the thing.
Oh, that's fucked up. I don't... That's why I don't like... That's another thing about American school systems. It's fucked up like that.
Wow, this got really serious.
You know what? You
but
know
it's
how
for good
everyone
reason.
Felt about me? The principal felt about me in middle school?
What?
You know, junior high? She always watched me because I was... She thought I'd be a trouble child like my siblings. Because they got sent to the principal's office a lot. So when I went into junior high, she was like, oh,
another
you're one,
one
of those. You're that kid. And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, are you going to actually show up for school? And I looked her dead in the eye and was like, fuck yeah, I am. And then I skipped school a lot.
Straight up savage tea.
Well, I got kicked out of class in my science class for fucking laughing. Class didn't even start yet. And she's like, get out.
See, I
So you know what I did? I sat in front of her fucking class, made faces at everyone, and then went to second lunch, because we had two lunches at my school. And I just didn't go to school the rest of the day.
Straight up savage. No. Yeah, you're boss-ass savage bitch. Crazy.
Well,
I was
people,
like
assume ugh. That. It just pisses me off, so no.
I was really Mormon for mm-hmm. a really long time. Middle school was, like, super fucking weird. You know vines? We would basically do that for our lunches. We would just make up vines with my Mormon friends.
Remember, my child.
Utah school system still freaks me out because I never sat down in my sophomore English class one day for the entire year. And I passed that class with flying colors.
That's fucking... Okay. We
like, legitimately,
really?
I had a seat. I never sat in it once.
Did you sat in a different seat?
I sat over basically wherever I wanted.
Oh.
I used to also dance around the class, and the teacher thought it was hilarious.
See, I had one class
He was
where
the high school,
Jock.
No, not the jock. He was the class clown.
No, actually, I wasn't. The closer analogy to put... Again, this is possibly a movie you all have seen. Ferris Bueller?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I mean, I've heard of it, and I've tried to watch it, but I just fell asleep instead.
Yeah.
I never watched shows growing up, only anime.
See? There you go. There's no good comparison I can think of. So basically, didn't really hang out with that many people, but everyone seemed to know who I was and liked me.
Wait, yeah, so, that sounds yeah. familiar, because I was that person.
Yeah.
Everybody knew my name, everybody knew my Instagram handle, but I wasn't actually that popular. I was just popular enough.
No, mine was, like, I was popular, but I just didn't hang out with anybody. So, like, it was like, oh, let's go hang out. No, I'm good. And, like, legitimately, in my high school graduation, we've got video proof of this. People are chanting, backflip, backflip, dark man, do the backflip.
Jesus Christ.
'Twas my name. Okay.
Nightman.
Yeah. But the fact that, like...
Fighter of the...
Okay, every single, like, pep rally, I got... basically called from like freshman year to like, okay, just come do the backflip and whatnot for the entire school. And then during graduation, they actually made a report like no one is allowed to do a backflip because they knew it was going to happen. My parents were not ready for it. And my graduating class was 825 kids. So.
Wow, I don't even know how much was in mine.
I went to a Mormon school, so a lot.
Yeah.
Mine was a lot. That's cool.
So.
I think yeah. that's very amusing.
Organized a senior streak party too.
Really?
That was interesting. That don't do fun. That if you're the only dark thing inside the entire class.
Hey. Yep.
Yeah.
I get that. There was a lot of white people at my school.
Yeah.
And some Moans. Because Bingham, I went to Bingham High School for all you guys out there in South Jordan. And we literally recruited people from all over Utah to come to Bingham. Because of our football program. And now I have annoying neighbors that live across the street from me because of it.
You shouldn't do that.
No, they shouldn't, but they do it anyways because Bingham likes to win. We're all the athletes. A lot of them. We're not very smart, though. Like, our science program sucked balls. That's why I never took any actual, like, biology classes out there. I took a special one before I even went to high school that counted as credits. Because I was like, everybody sucks at the school.
Very true. You snapped at least four times during that entire thing.
I like snapping.
She does.
Go. Ready?
Oh, wait, one more time.
Ready? There you go.
This is almost like a standoff.
Yeah, it is.
I'm expecting a tumbleweed to go across.
No, I'm trying to shoot at you with my finger gun.
Okay, fucking shoot me. You think I care?
It's not working. Okay, maybe two. I saw hair flippies, but that's about it. Why are you staring at me like that?
Because there's nothing else to do.
All right, then. I'll do this. God! Refreshing?
So.
Yes?
You know what my coworker did to me the other day?
No, I actually don't.
Yesterday. She knows how much I like dogs, and she took a photo of a dog and sent it to me. She's 53 years old. She doesn't know how to work a phone, but she sent me a fucking photo of a dog.
It was pretty good. It was a corgi.
No, like, legit. She doesn't know how to work a phone. She's always like, how the fuck do I text on this thing? And she'll, like, do this to text.
She's literally the best, though, because this is the same. We work at the same place.
We established this last time.
But yeah, it's the cutest thing. She's like, I even got a video. I'll show it to you on Monday. And I'm like, she knows me so well. I'm going to feel so bad when I quit.
She's so nice. You feel bad. It's like, no, do it.
No, I'm only going to feel bad for Vicky, because Vicky's going to have to deal with all that bullshit.
Yeah. Our other coworker, who is not Vicky, is a bitch. And the one she's training is stupid. She doesn't know how to... She's like... Okay, to be fair, I'm pretty sure I was...
This is becoming a rant.
Yes, this is a rant now. Be prepared. Basically, T trained me at my job, and I would say that I got trained pretty fast because I kind of retained information a little faster. I understand things a little faster.
Personally, I didn't think she should have been doing some of the things she should have been doing, but everyone's like, no, she's ready. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, apparently they were like, yeah, she's ready. She can be on inbound alone. Inbound as in...
I think she should have had at least another 2 days or so, but they forced her on it anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, this bitch who we're training, she literally would be like, oh, it's going too fast. Too much information. I can't handle this. And I'm like, honestly, if you can't handle it, how are you supposed to even do your job? Because there's a lot of information you need to know in order to be able to even do this job. You have to know what kind of trash, like, what kind of stuff goes in each area, and if somebody is bringing in something that is not supposed to go in that area, and they just straight up lie to you.
And then we have to remember weights of vehicles.
Yeah, we have to basically recognize how heavy a car should be without all of this stuff in it, and then determine, like, oh, they need to get weighed out because they have a shit ton of stuff in the back of their car, or whatever. And she hasn't been able to go on outbound alone. She doesn't know how to fucking weigh out a vehicle. She doesn't know how to fucking do anything. She doesn't know how to update somebody's tear.
Yeah, literally anytime Olivia's like, oh, do you want her to work with you? I'm like, nope. No, you can make a Lorraine trainer. I don't fucking want to train that.
She doesn't... Lorraine hasn't even trained her. Like, she's had about the same amount of time that I had training, and I was already on inbound at this point, I feel. I was at inbound doing stuff alone.
Like, don't get me wrong, I understand why she's kind of slow. She had brain surgery.
She did?
She had brain surgery. So I can understand why she's so slow and shit. But...
She doesn't make any attempt to make herself better.
So we...
In my opinion.
I've literally given her a paper and pen and was like, okay, write this down so you can remember it. No, she doesn't want to write it down. She just wants to talk to everyone and go... Give her their life story because they're like, oh, where are you from? And she's like, I'm from Georgia.
Because she has an accent. That's why.
And then she's like, it's barely noticeable. And I'm like, oh my God, fucking shut up.
Sorry. This is a huge rant. Like, don't get me wrong, she's not like a bad person.
She is so nice, but it's to the point where I'm literally sitting there trying to enjoy my peace and quiet, and she comes up behind me and is like, fucking trying to talk. And I'm like, bitch, I want quietness when there's no customers I have to deal with. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, I get that, because I don't always talk to you when it's quiet. I do talk a lot, though.
No, I enjoy peace and quiet. Hence why I love living alone. I hope my roommate never hears this.
Only will hear it if you let them know.
Heh. Just came from that.
She just goes to unlock her phone.
It's not like it does anything to me.
Yeah, basically rant over.
Thank you for listening to that rant, you guys.
Yeah, working at the dump kind of, it has its ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm doing it on purpose.
You have a comment?
No, it was mainly just the slurping.
I have to burp.
And you're letting us know now when you basically never let us know before.
It Every was time just I've had a burp happened. For the past four times I've mentioned it, but you guys are in a conversation. She never heard me.
Heard?
Yep.
Okay. The mice
squeak,
are eating.
Squeak, squeak,
squeak, squeak. Squeaky, squeak, squeakers.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Squeaker, squeak. Squeaker, squeak, squeak.
Squeak, squeakins.
Yeah, I was about to say you forgot the squeakin.
Squeakin. Squeak. Now all I can think about is that painting I haven't finished.
The Deku one?
No, it's Disney villains. Oh. And Yzma is drawn onto it. I finished the drawing, I just haven't painted it.
Oh my god, painting. That one? That's been so long!
It's been over 2 years.
Finish it!
It's watercolor, and I love watercolor, but at the same time...
Make Mariah do it. She's really good at watercolor. And painting.
She only knows how to use the pastel watercolors.
Well, you know what? She did a pretty damn good Shoshomer for me, so it's all that matters.
That was acrylic, I thought.
I have no clue.
But it's not in here anymore, so I can't...
It wasn't watercolor. It's in there.
It looks like it's... No, that's not watercolor. I'm talking about...
Yeah, it's not watercolor, but she's good at painting.
She is good at painting. Remember but the... acrylic is different than watercolor.
No, she did the Olympic one out of watercolor.
I never really got to see it finished.
Oh, it was really pretty.
There we go. But she used the... Again, she used the pencil ones. I don't have the pencil watercolors. I wouldn't be able to provide those for her. In the same shades.
It was so pretty.
Mariah's a really good artist. Yes, she's good at coloring things in, and I'm terrible at that.
Yes, she is.
She works at, for reference, she works at Young Art in the mall, so basically she gives lessons to kids on how to draw. So, what the fuck are you doing, T? You need to stop. That's creepy. She's clasping her hands over the microphone and whispering into it for reference, you guys. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Do you have black nail polish?
She's not really doing anything.
I want to see how quiet I could talk on the mic.
Okay.
You can't talk quieter than this. I can talk very quietly. That's not that quiet if I can hear you.
That's probably not going to be picked up on the microphone.
Fuck off! Oh, God. Just kidding. I'm sorry, everybody.
She was choking on my dick.
She doesn't have a dick, so... I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know.
You want to make eye contact over here again?
Nope.
Duchess's eyes are so wide. Like, they're so black because... Come here.
What's up?
Duchess, you whore.
I don't know. Y'all are coming up on time.
Time? Twime? Twime? Twachaka. T'Challa. Ah! Sorry!
For reference, my cat just jumped on the couch.
I thought she was going to attack my hand. I told you, I'm still afraid
Wait,
of animals.
Wait, no, you guys. Shh, no more talking.
Oh, that was a good one. Duchess, you whore.
As we continue to let the cat try to talk into the microphone.
She's getting upset. That's the best part about it. I love when she does like the mrrp. That's my favorite part.
She's gone.
Like, did you see that? She was just like, boom, out of here.
I have hair in my mouth now.
You did that to yourself.
No regrets. Living with a cat, you eat hair all the time.
Yeah. I'm surprised Duchess doesn't have hairballs.
You're right. I've never seen one.
She's a long hair cat. She should have hairballs.
You know what? She's so fine. She doesn't choke on her hair.
Yep, she's good. You know. I mean, she pulls her own dingleberries off, like we discussed last time.
So she pulls out her own matted hair and her own dingleberries. She rips them out.
Herself. No help needed. It depends on where the mat is, though.
I think someone's tired.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, look at him.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
that's not tired. That's hunger.
We know we offered you pizza.
And I told you before, Domino's and me do not agree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have chips. You want Doritos?
Nah, it's all good. Because I still have, like, a lot of food to eat back at the house.
Boop, boop, boop.
I have unhealthy food.
We have lots of unhealthy food. That makes it sound like I live here. I don't live here. I just have my own key.
That's right. I have to eat healthy things.
Wow. You know, I do too, but I don't.
I have to eat healthy things. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Ermagerd?
Oh my god, I have to eat healthy.
I wish I could see your face. Do it one more time. I'm going to take a photo and post it on my Instagram.
No. Are you ready for this? Oh my god, I have to eat healthy.
And that's going to be posted.
No, that should be the cover photo. Wait, let me see it. Oh no! No! I look... To be fair, my makeup is on fire, but no.
To be fair, I don't have any makeup on.
But you still look like you're on fire.
Yeah, I'm burning. Burn me.
I want to cosplay her. Eldorado?
She doesn't do that.
Chell? Yeah, she does.
Oh, wait, no, she does. Oh, my God. What am I thinking?
Yeah, what are you thinking? Chell is amazing.
No.
Shell is off limits. Shell is off limits.
Miguel. Tulio.
Tulio and Miguel.
Okay, you can cosplay her.
Mighty and powerful
gods.
I love that movie. That was like...
My ass hurts.
Well, I wonder why. It's probably because you don't have one. Just kidding, you have a butt. It's probably bigger than mine. I don't have a butt. What are we talking about, bud?
You were the one that brought it up. I just said my ass hurts and I readjusted where I was sitting. God.
You wore those yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Her leggings. Oh my god, I want to go skating now.
How can people find your stuff? Your Instagrams and Facebooks.
I will not friend you on my Facebook because it's a private one. Unless I know you in real life, I will not friend you, to be honest, because I'm afraid of creepy people. I've had stalkers, all right?
Most girls do.
Really? Have you had a stalker?
I've had so many.
Okay, well, I've only had one. It was a YouTube stalker, though.
Mine was
I don't even
junior
use
high.
My real name on YouTube, and he found my Instagram. It was super weird.
Mine was in junior high.
That's fucking weird.
I had no boobs and I had no figure and I looked like a fucking gremlin and he stalked me. He followed me home.
Ugh, Jesus Christ. Ugh. By the way, you can find me on Instagram at Summertime is the Best. SOMMER, because reasons. And then you can find Tea at Tiny Tea Cause. I eat Tiny TEA Cause. Because nobody would know how to spell that.
I just assume a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you do.
That's me. Tiny, because I'm fucking tiny as fuck.
Yeah, she is. She's a shorty.
T-E-A, because it's a play on my name. Fuck yeah. Cause, because I don't want to put cosplay. That's so much work.
Yo, so, Summertime Tiny T Cause. Is also a play on my name, because that's my last name. Sonia Summer.
But seriously, DM me on my Instagram if you are willing to come to my apartment and draw tentacles on my patio door.
Also, she's looking for a petographer. Pet photographer.
I need good photos of my cat.
Duchess is a beauty for all of us to see.
Photos of my cat.
She's beautiful. Blue eyes, white fur. She's like from the Aristocats.
That's what her name comes from.
Yep.
And then you can also take photos of my hedgehog, because she needs photos, too.
Yep. Pockets. Even though Pockets is an angry little bitch.
Excuse me, she's just sassy.
Angry.
Sassy.
Angry to everyone but you and Sam. Yeah.
Sassy.
That hedgehog hurts.
She's prickly. And she needs a bath.
I think that might have to be the name of the episode.
What?
What?
That hedgehog hurts.
No, she hurts.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
You just have bitch hands.
I can't put bitch hands.
If you worked out more, you wouldn't have bitch hands.
There we go. There was a finger thing to you.
She flicked me. She did it again. Not today. The stars. Can't do it.
It's like a neurotic form of trying to go and, like, whip a Spider-Man web.
Erotic? I'm just flicking my fingers at her.
Erratic.
Oh.
I heard erotic. To be fair, I had erotic too.
Y'all look dirty.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. We We're can't bad deny people. That.
Bad people.
I think I'm just going to end this one. I don't know.
Will you?
Will you end it? That's a question. Will it go on forever? Will it not? Stay tuned next time.
What?
Just...
I don't know. I don't know.
You're
what
trying
I'm doing.
To figure out if something's gonna end, and then you end it right there.
Yeah. Why not? It's like cliffhanger, hanging from a cliff.
But that was no cliffhanger if you just ended it.
Stay tuned next time, and we'll see if we end it.
Next time we just keep going. Fuck.
I will talk
Maybe
to you all
next
later.
Time I'll actually have an agenda.
I told you!
I forgot! I was distracted by my cat!
Yeah, right. She wasn't even there for like
half
a minute.
Okay, I was sleeping. I didn't think of an agenda. I was sleeping. Napping is more important.
No, it's not, T. You whore. I mean, you're not a whore. Duchess is a whore. I'm sorry.
I'm hitting the stop button.
Are you? Don't do it! No!